This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, we're looking at the intersection of video games and mental health. We've already heard about the ways people on the autism spectrum can engage physically with video games. Well, today, we're going to talk about how games could impact social interaction in the near future. Dr. Micah Mazurek is a clinical child psychologist at the University of Missouri. She studied the relationship between people with autism and new technology. Dr. Mazurek, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So what have you learned looking closely at the children who are on the spectrum and how they are interacting with video games?
At least for some children with autism, they're becoming preoccupied with the media in a negative way. This research really is very preliminary, so we're finding associations or correlations between these things, and we don't really know yet whether one is causing the other. The next step for this line of research is really to do more carefully controlled studies.
Tell me about the positive side that is sometimes reflected in this.
Because we now know that children are fascinated by this technology and that children with autism may be especially motivated by it, I think it really leads us to think about innovative technologies that might capitalize on that. So maybe developing games or virtual reality systems that can help to teach social communication skills for children with autism in this technology-based way.
Can you give me a specific example of how something like that might actually work?
So one example might be developing a game-based or a virtual reality-based system that can monitor virtual social behaviors. Some of these systems are even being developed to be sensitive to eye gaze so that they can track where the participant is looking on the screen. And if they're making eye contact with the avatar, then they're going to be rewarded within that game system. And then we would hope that those skills would then generalize out into the real world.
Help me understand why it makes sense in that hypothetical scenario to ask someone to interact with an avatar instead of just practice with a real human.
I think one of the messages that our lab would like to get out there is that we need to proceed with caution because we don't yet know if those technologies are going to be effective in a meaningful way. So we don't want to set up a situation where even the interventions we're delivering are technology-based and then limiting their potential social interactions outside of that.
Dr. Micah Mazurek is an assistant professor of health psychology at the University of Missouri. Doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.